This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, Jamie, hang on. I'll be to you in just a second. Okay, Jess, what was your final question here?
It was more around the problem of, again, feeling that I feel that she confides in me. She needs someone. Obviously, I get what you're saying about being the pot stirrer. I get all that. I agree with you. But I also feel that if I give the response and the answers as what you stated, that then there's not the relationship. I think she relies on me.
Well, but Jessica, you have to be careful because there was the first thing I said about her. She's going to be manipulative, and she's manipulating you. Your goal as a parent is to help your child grow, and sometimes that's not very comfortable. It's not a popularity contest. It's a responsibility as a mentor, and sometimes as a mentor, we need to say, let's figure out a different way of doing this. What you're telling me is what you're doing isn't working from your point of view because it's frustrating. You're feeling it's not working from her point of view because she's not learning anything, and I'm saying she has a different agenda than you have, and her agenda is definitely to keep you on her side. But to what cost? And when she says, you can't tell my mother about a medical condition, there should be warning signs and blinking neon that goes off. And all you have to say to her is, what if one of your friends told you, or what if one of your friends told her friend about something that was important to her, that she was dating somebody or that she was pregnant or that she thought she had a breast tumor and didn't tell you when you found out about it? How would that feel? That you're a grown-up woman, or just about a grown-up woman, and sometimes we need to deal with not only the short-term consequences, but the long-term consequences of what we're doing. And what you're doing to your mother at this moment by saying, I have a medical condition, I'm not going to tell you. And you can certainly say to your mom, look, I want to tell you this, but I don't want to lecture. You can send her an email. You can text her. But to withhold that information is hurtful and damaging. And think about how you feel if she had a medical problem and didn't tell you. But those are the kinds of things that are very hard for people to come over. Honey, listen, you may have to risk not being her best friend to help her grow into a more responsible human being than she is right now. And you can tell her that. You can say, I value this relationship hugely. I love that we're friends. I love that you confide in me. But I don't want to do, I don't want my pleasure in this relationship to be damaging to you and to your relationship with your mom. And you can tell her that. And that's probably a conversation to have in person.
Okay.
And it's going to make your stomach hurt because you do value her. And she does play to your ego. But she's doing it in a very way that's very damaging to her in the long run. Because the person who's really going to be damaged is not, I mean, mom is not going to be happy when she finds out that you know when she doesn't. But the person who's really going to, the relationship that's really going to be damaged is the relationship between mother and daughter. And you're going to have a daughter at that age at some point. And think of how you'd feel about it. You would be hurt beyond reason. So it's okay for Lauren to set limits to say, Mom, I need to tell you about something, but I need you not to lecture me about it. I need you to promise. And she could do that. But that's taking a step into adulthood for her as opposed to saying, well, I'm going to tell you a secret, but you can't tell somebody else. Whenever somebody says something like that, whenever someone says to you, can you keep a secret, the answer should be absolutely not, because they're about to burden you. And they're about to manipulate you. All right, think about it. Practice this a little bit, and if you need me again, you know exactly where to find me, all right?
Thanks, Dr. Joy.
It's going to make your stomach hurt, all right?
Yes.
Because she plays you.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to use your grown-up self, and, I mean, look, you've got that whole wicked stepmother thing that you're offsetting, and this, I'm sure, feels great that she's trusting you, but it's a trap. And the person who's really being damaged by it is her. And you don't want to do that because you care about her. You love her. She is your kid. So you got to help your kid to be a little more responsible than she's being. Okay?
Okay. Got it.
Call me if you need me.
Thank you.
Because this thing will be a lot of fun. All right? All righty. 855-993-7569. Jane, thanks for being patient. You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. It's a treat to be able to speak to you. And my issue is that I have a precious granddaughter that I just love and adore. And the last 2 years, she has been putting on weight like crazy. She's a beautiful, beautiful girl. And I feel like I need to say something to her because it you know, it's her health.
How old is she?
She's 23 now.
All right. Why do you think she's putting on weight?
My opinion is that she's unhappy, that she is depressed. She has this history of locking into these relationships and, you know, for a year or two, and then the guy has dumped her 3 times in a row. And
is it the same guy?
Oh, no. No.
Okay.
And I think that's my opinion, you know, that she knows what she's eating. It's very, very unhealthy and very fattening, but chooses to continue. And I don't want to alienate my relationship with her or hurt her.
How do you know that she knows what she's eating is wrong and destructive? Has she said that to you?
No, but she's a very smart girl, and she knows that all this fat stuff is not good for her.
All right. Well, how close to her do you live?
About 30 minutes.
So how often do you see her?
Well, probably about once a month now, sometimes more.
Okay.
She works.
When you say she's put on weight, how much weight has she put on?
Oh, my gosh. Probably 50 to 60 pounds.
And how tall is she?
About 5'6".
So that's a lot of weight.
A lot of weight.
Is she in school or she got a job? What's her story?
Both. She is a waitress and is in school. She's almost in her fourth year of college.
Is she living at home?
Yes, she is.
Why?
She is going to a college nearby, so she just drives in. And I don't know why. Do you say why?
Well, because she's got a job and she's a grown up, and living at home it's cheap, but it quite often is not very comforting. Does she have a good relationship with her parents?
I would not say it's what it should be. Yeah, I know it's not what it should be. She has a little bit of anger toward them because in the last several years, actually, they're very busy with their friends and boating and getting together with all their friends. And that's kind of a side issue with me because I feel like
But she's 21 years old. How come she's allowed to have a life and they're not?
Well, that's a good point.
This sounds like we should have Jessica's daughter and your granddaughter meet each other, and they could try to manipulate the daylights each other. No, she sounds like is she a middle child as well?
No, she's at the older of two girls.
All right, So let's go back to the original question of my granddaughter's overweight. What do I say about it? Well, you've already figured out what not to say, right?
Just to bring up the issue. I just ignore it. But yes, she knows. I mean, how could she know that I don't notice?
All right, so we could start there. So, all right, I'll tell you what. Let me put you on hold. Tyler, I'll be back to you in just a second. Jane, I'm going to put you on hold. Pretend that I'm your granddaughter. What's your proposal to be? You know, you're saying, okay, you got a weight problem. What are you proposing, all right? So you pretend I'm your granddaughter, and you propose to me as soon as we come back, right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro One G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I was out with Jane, who has a granddaughter that she adores, who's 23, who's put on a lot of weight in the last couple of years. And Jane is worried about it. So I'm saying, all right, so pretend I am your granddaughter. And what do you want to say to me?
Well, that's what I've been struggling with for 2 years, what to say. But
Give it a shot. Give it a shot. Let's see where we get.
The approach that I think is probably the most logical is that it's not healthy.
No, all right. No. All right. Let me help you with this. You can't, first of all, she's 23 years old. She's not four. So she knows. She knows everything that you know about weight and health, right? She does. She lives in the same society. She reads all the same magazines. She goes on the internet. She knows. All right. So you don't ever tell anybody something they already know, especially when it's negative. All right. So we're going to take that off the plate. Can't talk with her weight. Can't talk about health. Okay. So what can you do? You can say, look. All right. Let me ask you. Is there a family history of weight problems?
No. Uh-uh.
Okay, so she's the only one. Neither parent, nor sib, not anybody in your family?
No. My daughter is teeny, and it's hurting her heart to see her daughter gain so much weight. It's strictly her lifestyle and her eating habits.
Okay, so here's where we're going to start. You're a smart kid. I know that you're feeling stressed these days, and I know that you, like a lot of people, eat your stress, right? That's you. It's called emotional eating. When you want to do something about it, you let me know. Whether that means that we go take a cooking course together, or I get you a gym membership, or I reward you for pounds lost, or whatever it is you want. But when you're ready to do something about it, you get in touch with me, and we'll figure it out.
That's good. Yeah. See, okay. I've just been afraid to even approach it like that, not knowing how she's going to react, because my daughter has told me that she has approached her about her weight, and she said she shuts her off.
Well, but anybody's going to. I mean, you're telling her something she already knows. She knows. And nobody likes to hear. She already knows all this. Never tell anybody something they already know, especially when it's negative. Don't do it. What you're going to say is, listen, I know you're bothered by your weight. When you want to do something about it, here's some ideas I had. Give me a call. And then you have to let it alone.
Okay. That's good. All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Dr. Joy.
You're welcome, Jane.
All right. Bye-bye.
And understand, losing weight is the hardest thing any of us have to do because, you know, it's really hard. I mean, it's really easy to give up alcohol, right? I mean, it's an addictive substance, but you're not going to die without it. You could give up cigarettes, addictive, but you're not going to die without it. In fact, you're going to feel better. Food, got to moderate. You can't completely give it up. You'll die. So you have to moderate that behavior. Moderating behavior is much more difficult than on-off, right? Finding the middle ground, difficult stuff. And we live in a society, if you look at any woman's magazine, right, it's got recipes, weight loss, and how to get a man. Those are the three things, and clothes with anorexic people on it, and airbrushed models. Completely unrealistic way of looking at human beings, let alone women or life or anything else. Alrighty, 855-99, don't get me started, 855-993-7569, Tyler. You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Welcome. How might I help? Tyler, are you there?
Noon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Tyler?
I was getting the old technical difficulty, Kibosh. I have to confess real quick. I listened to you for a while, and our first time we chatted, I felt like I was talking to my kindred spirit, and we got into a really lengthy conversation about the condition of our country with the so-called status of illegal drugs. Joy, I mean this with the most calm and polite respect. What you and I are discussing will be viewed as internet history. It's first time information, and at any point, if we want to bring in someone to challenge us or argue against us, I welcome it. And I promise you, what we're discussing is the key to unlocking the chains and the constant chaos and destruction of this country.
Well, that certainly sets the bar pretty high.
But that's okay. It's easy when you have fun and focus on solutions, not problems. And
amen. Amen.
We can always disagree, but not be disagreeable. And that's how I've survived this mess. So I want to share something real quick with you. You brought this to my attention last time. You mentioned how the disparity between the crack cocaine laws and powder cocaine laws, the difference between white collar drug use and ghetto, it really is a form of what we call slavery and racism, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the part two. Now, I want to be clear before I state this. The institution, the jail that I'm describing in the county, it has a majority of outstanding people. And the jail does a lot of great work. And they help people turn their lives around. And A lot of addicts need jail. So I'm not naive at all about that, okay?
So tell, let me, where are you in a place that you think jail is doing a good job?
Well, I think that even in countries where drugs are legal, like Portugal, you still have Nubians that catch a habit. Then they become sexual predators. They're deviant.
Wait a minute. I just asked a question, and you went off someplace else. You're saying that you think the jail system does a really good job. There's some really good people involved in it, and they do a really good job. And I said, okay, where are you? Where is that?
Hampden County, Massachusetts.
Okay, great. And so, why do you think that, what makes them different from other places that aren't doing this good job? Do you have a sense about that?
Absolutely, there. One, it's one of the cleanest run facilities. Two, it's Italian run, meaning when they have problems, they handle their problem. It's called getting the job done. They don't just cover up and cuddle. They handle their problems. Three, they focus on rehabilitation, reintegration. When prisoners get out, there's a whole support network to help them find something other than dealing. They're addressing it head on. And they're doing a really good job of it.
Great.
And now this is the other side of the coin, Joy. I know it's hard to imagine that there wouldn't be a sinister group that manages to find a way to manipulate innocence and make money. So this is what they were doing. They were doing something called moving chairs. A chair just sits there. So they take a kid. The first time this was 15 years ago, I met a kid named Eric Banks, Little Tupac. He was terrified. The public pretender who was selling him to the state told him, I don't care if you're getting a ride home in the back seat and all you had was a little baggie for his nose ring marked Hanoush Jewelers. They said that was his drug distribution bag. They were trying to charge him with the gun in the glove box and the coke in the driver's pocket. So I investigated this. This is what their hustle was. They call it dangle a fishing line for seductive choices. So they take this poor kid, Little Tupac, who under a normal condition would have no case, and they try to lure him into taking 2.5 years up in the county jail rather than go to state prison. So they try to seduct him, and it's called meritless case manipulation. And when they get away with it, they color code the file, and they actually do something called recycling. And this is the financial benefit. The fiscal budget for this particular jail starts. You there?
All right. I'm still here. We'll put you on hold. Come back and tell me what the point of all this is. Do I think that there are abuses within the criminal justice system? Oh, yeah. But tell me what your point is when we come back. I'll put you on hold. Come back to you in a moment. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
On Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Do you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Five premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract. You can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB. They're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. All right, so Tyler, where are we going on this?
We're going to a better future. That's where we're going, Dr. Brown. How's that sound? And I'll finish the thought. You just jokingly said you find it hard to believe that there's corruption in the jail system.
I was being a little facetious.
I hear you, but there's good and bad in many situations. It's called the duality of nature. So, Joy, listen to, there's only two parts to this hustle. The first part, the moving chairs, they take the meritless case, scare the kid into a local bid in the county jail. And, I was mentioning how they dangle a fishing line for seductive choices.
Yeah, we already went through that. We don't need to do it again.
Right. And then if they get go away with it, it's recycling. Now, here's part two. In order to maximize profit, they do something called the stagecoach robbery. And this particular jail's budget started on, say, July 1st. And if the inmates are there for a quarter, 4 months, they get $36,000 the full year. So in order to ramp up the income, what they'll do is they'll ramp up the activity on the last 4 months of, say, 2015, and then the next 4 months of 2016. So then they get $76,000 per meritless case.
Okay, I got it. So Tyler, where are we going on this? I'm a psychologist. I'm not involved in the prison system. I'm not a politician. I don't do budgets. Certainly, this is not unknown in government. Anybody who's doing fiscal years of how you try and make your budget so next year you get more money. So where are we going on this, given what I do in my program?
This is the second part of it. It's psychology. The next part is called manipulation of duress. And it's creating the conditions, Joy, of why my friends and family, the police that I grew up with, are getting shot at rather than go to prison. This is the second thing they do. They call it milking a coconut. And the milking a coconut isn't necessarily illegal, but it's a simple design plan. This is what they'll do. They'll say, Joy, you're looking at 12 years for trafficking at a kilo. I'm a really good lawyer. I'm going to get that cut in half. And the lawyer goes to the DA the day of sentencing with a PSI called the pre-sentence investigation. And I'll say to the DA, this is called a safety hatch or an escape valve, the tactic. I'll say to the DA,
But Tyler, I get it. I get it. And I'm not completely unaware of this, partially because I watch television, partially because I read books, and partially because I'm a psychologist. But what does this have to do with my program?
Well, we're discussing how to unravel a mess. And we you had
not really. No. What I help people do is unravel specific problems in their lives over which they have some control. And so if we were doing a program on what's wrong with the prison system, then this would make some sense. But given the fact that I don't have any access to those kind of people, that's not really what we're talking about on the program. It's not even a documentary that we've done, which we do sometimes on It's Broken, Let's Fix It. This conversation might be a really helpful one to have on It's Broken, Let's Fix It, if we had, okay, here's the problem with the prison system, and here's a solution. But that's something we do on a very specific basis, at the end of the week, with the idea being that we use the same problem-solving techniques on a global problem that's been brought to my attention, which technically you have, as that we use on solving how do I deal with my mother-in-law. But right now, at this particular juncture in my program, I'm not sure what relevance it has.
I hear you. Maybe towards the end of the week when we discussed it, it was just the point that it's not the jail system, it's our legal system that is destroying people's lives.
Well, it's both. I mean, Shakespeare said, first kill all the lawyers. You've got an adversarial system that doesn't really work to anybody's benefit except lawyers. You've got a prison system that, in most cases, is overcrowded and underfunded and not really in the business of rehabilitation. You've got a legal system where the penalties random isn't fair, but certainly not applied equally. You've got problems in a population where you have a huge number of people who are underemployed. You've got a problem. We've got where all of this discussion started. You've got a government that's focused on, to a very large extent, the wrong things. You've got a government that's for sale by lobbyists. So, I mean, to point to one particular area and say, well, if we fix that, we'll fix everything, is, I think, somewhat naive. I think as a country, we need to sort of say, look, we don't want to be for sale anymore. We've got to get rid of lobbyists. We've got to have spending limits, and we've got to find people who actually have real solutions as opposed to bumper sticker statements. But, I mean, and certainly prison system falls well into that. Unemployment falls well into that. Unequal penalties do. The police. I mean, and I think the police, God bless them, are really a group that is trying very hard from the middle, because they really are middlemen, to work on both ends. That they're trying to work on gun control. They're trying to work on legislation. They're trying to work on unfair penalties. They're trying to work on overcrowding in the system. And they're kind of the middle guys. They're the front line that have responsibility with very little authority. But that, and I hear all that, and I'm sympathetic to it. It's just not exactly what we do around here.
I hear you. I guess the end of the point, the final cap, would be to teach people that you, as a psychologist, you know this, that the source and the motivation behind your activity, meaning drug use, it has everything to do with it. And we both know the difference between a few beers and a few beers too many. is the difference between possibly dying from
well, a lot of people don't know that. And then every year we sort of see people who actually don't know the difference between that. But what can I tell you? I mean, listen, I think I'm a great fan of education on every level. I think as a democracy that we live and die by our information, and that all of us who live in a democracy have an inherent responsibility to find out what's going on and to find out from something other than the internet and find out something other than the whatever station we listen to that conforms to our own particular bias, and really try and do some problem solving and say, well, what if I could actually change something? What would I do? And I think that's a very important place to start. All righty?
Absolutely. And I couldn't agree more. I guess people don't realize that when you do a drug because you feel so bad, and they do it to feel good, to escape. Escapism only.
Well, I think people do know that. I mean, I can't imagine anybody taking a drug saying, gee, I think this will probably make me feel worse. All right, baby Kate, listen, have a very good day, and good luck on your prison reform. I'm all hands on deck about that, having spent a little bit of time in prison. All right, folks, not for anything that I was charged with, though, if that makes you feel any better.
Thank you, Joy. Have a good day.
You're welcome, Tyler. 855-993-7569. Okay, can we go back to guilty pleasures? I think Tyler's guilty pleasure is me.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
Let's see. Marie says, my homemade Italian food, yummy, but in moderation.
Yeah. I mean, I'm gonna love that. I mean, let's talk about, let's see, what could we talk about? We could talk about lasagna. Mm. I love lasagna. Mm. Lasagna is one of my favorite things in the universe. So, all right, what else we got? Homemade and cold. Day-old spaghetti, the best.
Yeah. Laura says Facebook.
Oh, yeah, that's time-consuming. At least it's not fattening, except you're probably sitting there eating chips or day-old lasagna while you're doing it. Mm-hmm. Got to be a little careful about that.
Yeah.
What else?
Barbara, my wonderful 55-inch Sony TV. I'm a real vidiot. But I learned so much from watching, and it's my company.
Well, there you go. All right. I mean, look, I'll tell you what. How about if you made up a deal with yourself that said, for every hour I watch television, I will spend at least a half hour exercising. All right?
There you go.
And what you can do is, or one of the things you may be able to do, is be in front of the television exercising. Like, you could put like people do at gyms, right? Except you could put a bicycle in your living room. You could just put a rebounder in, jump up and down. I mean, there are all sorts of things you could do, which I would highly suggest, so that you're at least not so sedentary.
That's a good call.
All right. Yeah, there we go.
Lee says brownie with ice cream.
Not bad.
Mm.
Yeah, gotta love that.
Wendy. Ballerich potato chips made fresh nearby in Tiffin, Ohio, and a cold Pepsi. Add pizza, and it's my favorite meal.
Pizza and potato chips?
And
whoa.
Why? Not sure, but it makes my taste buds do a happy dance.
Well.
That's.
Well, I mean, look, if you're getting a happy dance, I'm in favor of that. But it does seem to me that maybe pizza and potato chips. I actually know people who put potato on pizza.
Mm.
That seems a lot of carbs to me. What can I tell you? But alrighty, stay tuned. 855-993-7569. And if you're munching some your guilty pleasure, at least jump up and down during the commercial break or something. All right. Look, I'll tell you what. Jog in cadence to my voice. I talk fast. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor, because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site, let alone a house? Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items. And they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per-item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com. And tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Now available to own on video and DVD.
Okay, well, this is some, at least a couple of really interesting DVDs this week. I guess the most important one, or the one that will probably get the most attention, is The Hateful Eight. Which is the kind of controversial Quentin Tarantino with Samuel L. Jackson, Kurt Russell, Jason Lee, who was nominated for an Oscar for this, for supporting. Michael Madsen's also in it, Bruce Dern. This movie is, what was it, 3+ hours, I think? 167 minutes. So it's, what is that, 13 minutes short
of 3 hours. So it actually has an intermission. I did not love this one. It's set in Wyoming, and it moves at the speed of glacier ice, as far as I'm concerned. They're bounty hunters who are trying to find a safe and warm place to ride out a dangerous blizzard. Basically, one of them may be a traitor, betraying the crew and fooling the other folks. This is, I thought this, to be quite honest, was a Quentin Tarantino kind of, what I call it, a vanity piece. I thought this was really indulgent. And I mean, I liked Quentin Tarantino. I like a lot of stuff. I just didn't really love this one particularly. Although it was fun to see Kurt Russell, and Samuel L. Jackson is always fun to watch. If you're going to watch it, I mean, it's the perfect DVD because you can fast forward through the parts you don't like. I unfortunately saw it in a movie theater. A lot of people liked it better than I did. Unfortunately, one of the people that I saw it with, one of my fellow critics, just loathed it and fell asleep during most of it. And unfortunately, I'm somewhat influenced by context. So, a movie that I liked a lot that I thought should have gotten a lot more publicity and a lot more energy around it than it did is Concussion, which I thought was Will Smith was terrific in this. And so did his wife. She's the one who made the big fuss about the fact that African-Americans were shut out at the Oscars. I agree. I thought that he should have been nominated for this. I thought Straight Outta Compton should have been nominated as well. I thought both of them were worthwhile projects with really good performances. This has also got, it's a story of Dr. Bennett Omalu, who founded the first concussion in a pro football player and how he helped the player come through it. And this is really an indictment of the NFL. It's got a great supporting cast in it, including Alec Baldwin, Luke Wilson, Paul Reiser, Dave Morris. And I thought that Will Smith was electric in it. I thought he was just plain wonderful. It should have gotten a lot more attention than it got. I thought it was an important subject. And at one point, one of the people in it says, if every mother in America, if 10% of the mothers in America decided their kids couldn't play football, that that pro football as we know it would stop. And I'd like to think that was true. The NFL came out, last week or the week before, saying, oh, well, yeah, there do seem to be some mental problems, and maybe the effects of concussions last a bit longer. I mean, there's just so much money to be made in this that I actually put up on Facebook, which essentially nobody responded to. I was saying, what do you think? Do you think football will still be around in 5 to 10 years? And basically, I think people believe it will be, but it's mostly it's because of the money. I mean, we say that baseball is the all-American pastime. It's football. But it's an incredibly violent game. And the helmets don't do a whole lot to prevent concussions. I mean, the guys have gotten bigger. The turf has gotten harder. They're being hit harder. I mean, would you let your baby grow up to get hit in the head by somebody who weighed 250 pounds? Think about it. All right, and you can go get the movie, which, again, I thought was a really good and important movie. Cartel Land, I'm trying to remember, I think this was actually nominated for an Oscar for documentary as well. This is a really upsetting DVD. The documentaries that I like the best are the ones that have a problem and a solution. This one is just makes you want to set your hair on fire. The idea is that there's a drug cartel that terrorizes a city in Mexico. And so a vigilante group rises up, who's led by a local physician. And across the border, we have a guy who's trying to halt the Mexican cartel's violence from spilling into the country. So you've got two vigilante groups that try to sort of bring their own version of law and order that, as they say, obscures the line between good and evil. Probably the most upsetting thing in the entire documentary, as far as I'm concerned, was at one point one of the guys who's mixing up the brew to bring illegally in the country says, we're poor people. What else are we going to do? So lots of stuff to see. My guess is Hateful Eight will probably be the big DVD that's downloaded. Concussion is certainly worth your time. Cartel Land, Tyler would love because it's a story about how really futile the drug wars are in the United States, and the violence that they're giving rise to, and it's not one of those things where you're going to say, oh wow, somebody's really figured out what to do about this. It's not. It's one of those that you think, okay, it's really documenting something that's important, but it's upsetting, and it truly is very upsetting. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. What have I got here? About a minute and a half? All right, well, you want to do another guilty pleasure or so?
Sounds good
to me.
See
if we can get a couple done.
All right. Mary, it has to be ice cream lately. Why? Because it tastes good.
Why? Because we love it.
B&J non-dairy. Yum.
Pardon?
She says B&J non-dairy. That must be the brand. It's non-dairy yogurt, or ice cream, rather. She says, yum. What about you, Dr. Joy Brown?
I like pistachio ice cream. I don't eat very much ice cream because it's just terrible for you. It's probably the only thing that I don't like chocolate ice cream particularly. I like chocolate almost everything else. I'm not a great fan of ice cream, to be quite honest. I like occasional, when everybody else is going to get ice cream, I'll occasionally go and get a pistachio thing. But like three or four bites are really all I can deal with. So I'm not a great ice cream person. I do like the hot fudge, though. And I will tell you, my guilty pleasure is if I have an opportunity that I will put on not only hot fudge, but hot caramel.
Ooh.
And then I will put on whipped cream. I don't care about the maraschino cherries, but any nuts on top of them, I'm sort of on board with that as well.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah, which is one of the reasons I don't do it very often. But because there's, you know, 14 days worth of calories and however I'm doing it. So what can I tell you?
Right.
All right, what else you got?
Allison says Regency romance books.
Yeah, good for you. Yeah, they are really destructive in some way. Yeah, the problem for me about romance books is that they give you the idea that this is what we should all be looking for.
Right.
I think women are to romance novels as men are to pornography. You have just unrealistic expectations, which you need to be really careful about.
All right.
But I hear what you're saying.
I'm going to try and buzz through the last three. Kate says gummy worms. Evelyn says bachelor and bachelorette.
Ah!
And Sherry says chocolate.
Well, there we go. They're all basically about the Bachelor and Bachelorette. I can remember when the first Bachelor came out.
Did you miss a show?
And I remember
no
doing
problem.
An interview.
Download
that said,
the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all.